after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Dorman reporting President Obama stepping up pressure on the U.S. Senate, which appears set for a political showdown on Sunday when it meets only hours before some key surveillance powers of the National Security Agency are set to expire. Before lawmakers left for a one-week recess, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed the USA Freedom Act. That compromise legislation would end bulk collection of Americans' phone records, but let the NSA search the records held by phone companies on a case-by-case basis. Here's President Obama.
So we now have Democrats and Republicans in both the House and the Senate who think this is the right way to go. We've got our law enforcement and national security teams and civil liberties proponents and advocates who say this is the right way to go.
President Obama said he needs to remind everyone that at midnight Sunday, a whole range of authorities that the U.S. intelligence community uses to track terrorists will be expiring. Spanish government has approved an accord permanently hosting a U.S. military force that would mean dealing with the crises in Africa. The agreement will allow the U.S. to station up to 300 military personnel and 40 aircraft at the Morón Air Base. That's located near the city of Seville in southern Spain. United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a list designating the country as a state sponsor of terrorism. It was another step toward the resumption of diplomatic links between Havana and Washington after a five-decade standoff. Cuba's removal from the list could give it more access to global financial markets and loans from organizations such as the World Bank. This is VOA News. Iraqi security officials say two car bombs exploded at two heavily fortified five-star hotels in Baghdad, killing at least 15, wounding 40 more. Nobody claimed responsibility for the blast, but Iraq is seeing almost daily attacks that have been frequently claimed by the Islamic State insurgents. And those hotel attacks in Baghdad happened as Iraq launching an offensive to retake territory lost to the Islamic State fighters. VOA's Zlatica Hoek reports.
Iraqi troops at an army base in the north are getting ready to start a ground offensive at a moment's notice. Their commander says police and local tribal militias will participate in the battle.
We will work as a team. We will have the highest level of coordination.
Coalition airstrikes already have begun to weaken Islamic State positions ahead of the ground offensive. Iraqi special forces and Shiite paramilitary fighters fought Wednesday to retake a major oil refinery from the militants. The large Baiji refinery complex has changed hands several times in the past year. The government recaptured it from the militants in November. Earlier this month, the militants broke through the perimeter of the complex and have been gaining ground. Zlatica Hoek, Washington.
Prophet Muhammad cartoon drawing contest, sponsored by a group of potentially armed bikers, got underway Friday outside an Islamic community center in the U.S. state of Arizona. Organizers say the rally is a response to an incident earlier this month in which two gunmen opened fire on a similar contest in the state of Texas. Both gunmen were killed. Shooting in Texas was claimed by the Islamic State militants. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot and killed numerous bus passengers late Friday. Incident happened in the violence-hit Balochistan province, where a group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted two buses in the remote Mastung district and seized 35 passengers. No one has yet claimed responsibility for that violence. South Asian nations agree to intensify search and rescue efforts for thousands of migrants adrift at sea, but a statement released at the end of a regional meeting Friday failed to mention the Rohingya minority, that is, whose members fleeing Myanmar comprise a majority of the migrants. Countries affected by the crisis agreed at a one-day meeting in Bangkok to set up an anti-trafficking task force and also made a commitment to address the root causes of the migration, including improving living conditions for those fleeing. And FIFA President Sepp Blatter has been reelected to a four-year term, happened Friday, days after football's governing body was shaken by corruption allegations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA 1. on VOA 1.
Kicking things off this hour on VOA 1. Stick around for Rihanna and the script. I've got classic Aaliyah on the way, but I gotta hit you with this Jason Derulo first. It's the hits.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah. Thank you.
nothing to view. It ain't nothing new. I've been with you. None of them bitches ain't taking you. Just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be. I come first like debut, huh? So, baby, when you need that, give me the word. I'm no good. I'll be bad for my baby. Make sure that he's getting his share. Make sure that his baby take care. Make sure I'm on my toes, on my knees. Keep him please, rub him down.
VOA 1.
Don't work like they used to before, And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow.
Thinking Out Loud on a VOA 1. Before that, we heard from his good friend, Taylor Swift. Now, I'm going to take you back to the first time you heard this voice and thought, who is this girl? She told you her name is Rihanna.
Mr. DJ, somebody
Hey, Mr. Lover, please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me. the speakers, run through your sneakers, move both your feet and run to the beat. Run, 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 everybody move, run, let me see you move, run, rock it to the groove, run, shake it till the moon becomes the sun, everybody in the club give me a run, run, if you ready to move, say, yeah, one time for your mind, say, yeah, yeah, well, I'm ready for it, come let me show you, you want to groove, I'ma show you.
Yeah. have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face.
Afraid to go.
Calvin Harris, as you know, is one of the biggest EDM DJs in the world. He's there with the group Haim. Now, thousands of EDM fans traveled to my hometown of Detroit last weekend for the Movement Electronic Music Festival, which unfortunately didn't feature Calvin, but Disclosure was there, Skrillex was there, Snoop Dogg, a.k.a. DJ Snoopadelic, was in the house, among others. But perhaps the most interesting event was the 15-hour showcase of women producers and DJs. They performed to raise money for Girls Gone Vinyl. It's a scholarship fund that will pay for aspiring female producers to go and take production classes. It's all really interesting and so awesome. You can go to facebook.com/VOALadyDJ1 for more information. Here's Shaggy on the hits.
I need your love.
While I'm wide awake,
don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break.
VOA1, Natalie LaRose and Jeremiah coming up next for you on the hits.
Come on.
Ooh. Natalie LaRose.
Yeah.
I want to rock with somebody.
Yeah.
I want to take shots with somebody.
Shots.
Just what I wanna do.
Step two.
Step two.
Step two. Step two.
Step two.
Step two.
Step two.
Step two.
Step two.
It's been a long time. We should.
to leave, not till I see what this could be eternity, or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain, it's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no, just do your thing, we'll see how we go. Oh,
I still get very sad when I hear her gone too soon. The late Aaliyah with Try Again on the One. Here's Ellie Goulding with Lights on the
Edge. I'm not